12:30 here in the afternoon. You're listening to Roots and Berries. My name's Robin. I am here with you every Friday over the noon hour with Roots music of a flavor. And today we will have a little bit of berry information. It's hit and miss depending on what happens and how my memory serves me. But today we've got something for you. And that'll be coming up after this next set of music, which is all Canadian. I mean, I do play a lot of Canadian artists, and today's show is no different. But we're going to start and sort of move ourselves west, starting with Prince Edward Island artist Catherine McClellan. This is a track she's joined by Chris Gauthier on, called The Raven's Son, here on Roots and Berries.
Are you good? Yep. 1, 2, 3. I got my work all done. Now I can run with the raven's son. Spend all my days watch the raven.
Walks the river GSF would like to welcome you to a new series highlighting local artists and creatives alike. It's Studio 6, featuring live performances and panel discussions. Studio 6 is geared to bringing local content to you via CGSF 90.1 FM at cgsf.ca/studio6. Visit cgsf.ca/studio6 to find the latest performance or discussion. Want to contribute to Studio 6? There are lots of opportunities for brands and groups to join in. Just visit cgsf.ca/studio6 for more info.
Welcome back to Roots and Berries here on CJSF 90.1 FM Campus Community Radio from the top of Burnaby Mountain, where it's a little more rainy than Environment Canada said it was going to be today. Nevertheless, we are listening to some music to get us by. I hope more than get us by. Cam Neufeld with Jordan's Waltz off of Beats Crime. He is a fiddle player from Alberta, playing all kinds of music from rock and roll to the old timey stuff that we heard there. Spruce and the Meadowlark, a band from Winnipeg that released an album called Orchard Season, and we heard Waiting off of that. And starting off the set, The Raven's Son from the album of the same name, Catherine McClellan. As I promised before that last set started, a little snippet on berries here, partly because it is berry season and we're getting definitely into the berry season. I see them at the greengrocers and the markets, strawberries and blackberries and some blueberries. Not quite yet local, although we should see strawberries coming this month. They're generally the early ones. But one of the issues, and I don't know if you experience this also, but they can be sometimes expensive and fragile. And we splurge on these juicy little berries and then only to find that they've turned moldy in our fridge. So what do you do about that? Well, one of the problems is that, just like us, mold and microscopic mold spores like berries just as much as we do. And because they've got quite thin skins, they can really be affected quite quickly before you even bat an eye. And so a remedy for that is to give your berries a little bit of a wash in a solution of vinegar and water. And that can extend their shelf life by days, sometimes weeks. So if you make a diluted vinegar bath, 1 cup of vinegar to 3 cups of water, give your berries a dunk, give them a rinse off, the vinegar will eliminate any of the mold and bacteria that is lying in wait to make your berries mushy and moldy and ready for the compost. The important thing after that is to rinse your berries well in a colander and then dry them. And this I didn't know is that you can line your salad spinner with a bunch of paper towels and wick the water away as you spin your berries. But the paper towel will actually form a little bit of a pillowing so that your berries don't get all bumped and bruised, because you know, they are delicate little things, and moisture is the enemy of berries. I read somewhere that strawberries don't even like to be rained on. They're very precious. They're sort of like me. I don't necessarily like to be rained on either. And that is a good sort of entrance for this next song to start this set. It is called "I Don't Need the Sunshine," but for me, I'm saying that very much tongue-in-cheek. Needless to say, this comes from Jen and John to Grand Old Cameron. And like I said, the track, "I Don't Need the Sunshine," here on Roots and Berries.
Thank you. broken night. Dogs are barking on the edge of town, out beyond the snowing light. Riders here on a westbound train, pushed north by winter's hand. The longing gone from the great unknown, lost to the promised land. The silver rails are calling out, and you roll on while you can. The fruit trees froze, so we're catching out to look for work again. The Starline ride, it screams ahead like a banshee taking flight.
Listening. This has been Roots and Berries on CJSF 90.1 FM. My name is Robin, and I will be back next week with another fresh pick of songs for our noon hour. If you missed an episode, you'll find audio archives and playlists for this program at cjsf.ca. Simply click on Roots and Berries in the program schedule. Happy Friday, and see you next week.